Falcon fans, welcome back. Of course, we here. Coming off a great week of practice, Friday. D-Block, got my guys here with me. You know what I mean? As always, I promise y'all, we got a bunch of surprises. Bunch of guests coming in. This week, we're going hip-hop with it. We're going to the street, we're going hip-hop with it. This guy right here needs no introduction at all. If you're affiliated with music, trying to get into music, I got the guy for you right here. Right there, we're going to stop it right there. You know, D-Block, we love music, so I had to reach out and go into the city, man, to get ATL's finest DJ Drama, Gangsta Grimm. Welcome to D-Block, baby.
What's good?
Talk to me, baby.
Everything good?
What's up, D-Block, man?
What's up, D-Block, man? What up, man?
What's up, baby? We got to give you a little something coming in, though. We got to give you a little something for those who are listening to music.
Yeah, that's real.
We got you a little, so get you a soda. Reach in there and get you a soda. Reach in that rich.
This is how y'all feel on Fridays.
Yeah, this is how we do. You know, we don't put the work in. D-Block, we don't put the work in during the week, kind of Friday. We kind of unwind a little bit, have a little freestyle. You know, the guys do what they do.
Absolutely.
Let me break it down to you, bro.
Okay.
In case you don't know, you ain't, they ain't told you, gave you the scoop. We call this D-Block.
Uh-huh.
We got the sign.
Mm-hmm. Where my hat at, though?
We got stuff working on.
Because it matches right off top.
We're going to customize it for you.
It's Hip Hop Awards. I'm going to the city with that on.
Huh. Oh, yeah, you know, we got we got to cover T-shirt and all.
Yeah.
But this D-Block, this is part of the locker room here. We call it D-Block. Okay. You know, you come over here and pretty much get what you want.
Okay.
Chill out. You're having a long day. You got to keep the locker here. You just want to kick back.
Oh, yeah?
We keep it with one thing, though. Keep it real.
Okay.
You keep it real. You go anywhere else in the locker room and,
yes,
and be who you want to be.
You might as well get a name ready for me. So.
Okay. All right. All right.
D might stand there. For drama. That's drama.
Yeah. Go drama. Get him in here.
That'll work. As you see, it's a bunch of linebackers. So. We pretty much honorary mirror here. 83.
All
right. We're over 84. We keep they come in every night.
ATL.
Yeah, they keep him in the back. We kind of run the locker room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we run. It's D-Block. Well, welcome to D-Block, baby.
Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure to be here. A-Town's finest, you know, congratulations so far on the season.
There you go.
Y'all looking
go.
Real good.
Appreciate it. I'm going to ask, but I really don't have to ask. I'm sure you're a Falcon fan.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie. We're keeping it real.
Of course.
You know, I am from Philadelphia, I'm also an Eagles fan.
There we go.
But, you know, this the home, too, so I'm proud of you boys, and I'm always rooting for the Falcons.
There we go.
You know, if it can come down to the Eagles-Falcons game.
We don't want to know. We don't want to know. You know what I mean? But yeah, with this D-Block, man, we keep it real over here. Usually I jump it off and ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
Sometimes the guys have a little questions. You got a couple plugs you want to, you know,
absolutely.
Put in.
Absolutely.
Somebody told me, I think you're performing at the BET Awards.
Yeah,
this weekend, right?
I got rehearsal after this with T.I.
Okay.
We're going to do a segment, so I'm going to be on the show, you know, rocking out. It's going to be a good show,
you know,
so far from what I have. But, yeah, I'm performing with the King.
There we go. Shout out to the King. King, we need to get you on here, man. Yeah,
come on, man. Go holler at this block, man. You know what it is. ATL, man.
Okay. Album? You got an album?
Yeah, I'm dropping an album next week, Quality Street Music. Pretty much features everybody, you know, from Tip to Jeezy to Ross to Drake to Miguel, Fabulous, Yo Gotti, Pusha T, Currency, just to name a few. You know what I mean? So this is my fourth studio album. You know, as well, keeping the streets fair with the mixtapes.
There you go.
You know, what y'all been listening to?
Man, we got to
Never
Die.
Okay.
We heard that yesterday. Yeah. Yes, sir. We got it all. In this D-Block, we pretty much, you see, we.
Yeah,
our little makeshift, you know.
Now
what I
see y'all right over here.
We good, man.
The bars is up when it comes to the team. What would y'all say y'all rating the bars with it?
We winning it. With that being said, we're gonna bring in one of our artists. You know, he kind of run it for the team. If anybody want to battle, any team out there, you say the Eagles, anybody want to do the challenges on the bars, anything, we got somebody for you. Believe me, D-Block, we got it all.
Yeah.
D-Block, y'all got the
call. So you got one, just starting off, what inspires you to, you know, get into the music industry?
I always kind of been into music to be a DJ, you know, truth be told. I wanted to go see the movie Juice when I was youngster. My man Omar XGQ, like, that was the first time I had really seen a DJ on a big screen. And I was just fascinated. And I was like, you know, that's something I'm wanted to do. And then, you know, I started making my little mixtapes and here and there. And, you know, I just never really had a plan B. It was something I love to do, you know what I mean? And I came to Atlanta to go to school. When I came, got out of school, I met Tip. You know, I met Tip, kind of was coming up at the same time. And, you know, I told him on the first tape we did, like, when Banks and Rules first started, like, you know, we started a revolution here. And we did just that, you know. And just around that same time, I remember, like, you know, my man used to live around the corner from me, used to manage this artist. And he used to tell me about him. And he was like, yo, we want to have a meeting with you. Sat down with Young Jeezy, and he was like, look, this is my vision. This is what I'm trying to do. And I was like, okay, let's do it. You know, the rest is history.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, man. Well, I know you're on the table all the time, man, doing your thing, man. And I only hear a couple bars from you, though.
Man.
Put it on the dome, I mean.
You know, it's funny because I talk so much trash and try to say so many creative things, but I can't make it rhyme, man. Like, if I could make it rhyme, you would have been heard some bars. Best believe you would have heard some bars by me by now. So I try, I ain't gonna lie, like Kay Slay. It came to me about this song one time and was like, yo, he wanted me to spit. And I almost did it, but I was like, you know, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm proud to be a DJ and I, you know what I mean? And that's what I do. So I don't want, that'd be like me coming on y'all field and, you know what I mean, not really knowing what I'm doing. Now, if I know what I'm doing, then that's something different. But now, that's never to say you might not hear no bars from me. But after coming to this locker room, I ain't even going front. I'm not even going to spit like that. Like, y'all know what y'all doing a little bit, so. You try to come see me on them tables, then we might have a problem. No, I'm taking your D-block hat.
Hey, lead it to that, you know. You know, we motivated by, it's different things that motivate us.
Okay.
You know, the ring, I'm an old school guy.
Okay.
Ring motivate me a lot of times, it's the money.
In the league, like what, like 14?
14,
right?
Yeah, bro. Right. 114. So
blessed.
I'm on, yeah. They call me up around.
Legend. That's a blessing.
Appreciate it. Yeah. But, all right, watch out. But, like I was saying, we got different things to motivate us, you know, whether it be the ring, the money, the family, your profession. What motivates you? Keep doing what you do every day to get up, to go in and put that grind in.
You know, that I guess it's that hunger that, you know, it's always more to achieve. And I kind of, you know, I've even said on the tape, you know, like when it comes to this, when it comes to like what I do and my profession and what I love, I compare it to sports a lot of times because, you know, every year I may accomplish so many things, and you know, people might say, you know, Drama is the best DJ of whatever, but you know, every season we all start at game one again, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, there's that hunger, it's that passion to always, you know, keep getting more, and you know what I mean? And just watching some of the greats and people that, in a sense, you know, even have more than me, and I'm like, you know, I want to get where they at, you know, so I never get comfortable, you know, I love what I do. And again, you know, it's a very, I consider hip hop a very competitive sport. So I go into it just the same way. And you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win a three-peat and, you know, get that ring every year.
You talk about, you know, hip hop kind of being somewhat like sports. Were there any sports that you played coming up?
Man, I really was never that good. I was always, like, into the music. But when I did play football a little bit, I told my man, like, I was always trying to get an interception, so I probably would be on defense.
Okay, yeah. LB. LB, man. Shoulders, broad shoulders.
Man. That was the most important thing to me when I was playing. Like, you know, I got to get an interception.
You moved like a linebacker, man. You moved a certain way around. You know what I mean? D-block. Draw a face. I know you
should. I got a question, man. You know, I know everybody back at the crib, you know, they probably think they got a nice little playlist on their iPod and they think they can do what you do. Explain to the people at the home, you know, how much work you really put into this, you know, and how long it took you to get to where you're going, you know what I mean?
It's a lot. You know, this will be my 20th year as a DJ, you know, even since I was a kid.
20.
You know, so you call me Unk too.
There we go.
But, you know, it takes a lot, you know, and it's creativity. Like, the thing about hip-hop that's different from what y'all do, or even like a doctor or a lawyer, like there's no school, like there's no like sometimes I'd be wishing it was like a school or you had to pass a test. Like a lot of times people come in hip-hop in a lot of different ways, and you know they don't really know their history, they not students of the game, and then sometimes there are people who are students of the game, and you know, but and it's important to understand that, like, you know, everybody's not built for this, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like trying to, you know, come into the league before you played in college, or you know, before you practicing every day, you know, 12 hours a day, and putting your life to that. So you know, this is what I do, this is who I am, you know, and I put my all into it. And you know, sometimes some people's career paths are shorter, you know, sometimes people's are longer. You know, for me, I've really had a blessed career and had a lot of great moments, and you know, still putting in that work.
There we go. You talk about great moments.
Yeah.
What's that moment? You know, I mean, man, we let you know, like, man, this is really happening.
When you got out that stage, you was like,
man,
when you really trying to get itching.
I mean, you know, I guess for me, like, at this point, the moment that I haven't reached is something that I would aspire to is, you know, a trophy. So, you know, a Grammy, you know, something fancy to put up. You know what I mean? You know, it always is good to get the respect of your peers and the industry and things like that. But, you know, for me, too, one of the blessings is to be able to travel the world. You know, I've been to Australia, I've been to Africa, I've been all over Europe, off something I love to do, you know. Like, sometimes when I'm in them clouds on a plane, you know, it gets to me because I just think back, like, you know, I was just in my mom's house in my bedroom, you know, just doing it just to do it, you know, and here I am, like, traveling the world, getting to, you know, experience all these things off something I love to do. So, you know, it really is a blessing. But, you know, those moments come a lot. It's ironic that you say that because I got a song out right now called My Moment. You know, and in the song I say, you know, feel me if you're waiting on yours. You know, that moment is close. And I'm one to believe that everybody, if you put in some hard work, you know, dedication and consistency, like, everybody gets their moment. And it's about what you do with that moment.
HD?
What's the hardest mixtape from your point of view that you think you have helped an artist put together?
I hate it. Don't put him on the spot. It's
man.
Hard, man. You know, I've never been able to, like, man, I'd had to go 1 through 10 with mine, like, you know, I got a lot of them, we can talk about Trap or Die.
See, that's what he wants to hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to school at Louisville, ain't nobody know what was going on. A couple months later, because, you know, they get things late, everybody talking about this, everybody talking about that. That's the hardest, I say, mixtape or CD, period.
That was a big moment. That was, you know, that was a special time. Like, that time changed my life. You know, I mean, if it wasn't for Trap or Die, you know, before Trap or Die, you know, they thought I might look like you. Just from my voice and, you know what I'm saying, hearing me. Like, I remember the Trap or Die DVD. People was like, damn, I ain't know DJ Drummer looked like that. Like, I thought he was big and dark skinned, and you know what I'm saying? And just. And then I remember on that time I was on the road with Tip and just going from city to city, you know, hearing that CD, like, you know, and watching Jeezy's campaign and who he become. Like, you know, that a lot of people, that's when they first heard of me from that. But you know, I can't count out Dedication Series. You know, I can't count out Gucci the Movie.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean? I can't count out T.I. Down with the King. Fabulous. There's No Competition. Yes, Meek Mill. Dream Chasers. You
throw
know.
Them out there, man.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Well,
I got a better question for you, Sam. Who haven't you worked with?
Who haven't I worked with?
That you would love to.
Everybody be on the block now. They know about the show now. Go ahead.
Who
haven't
I worked with?
I know that's you. You probably worked with them all, so you know what I mean.
That's a tough one. You know, I got a lot of people on this album.
D Block.
Yeah, we ain't did a D Block intro yet. And from what I seen earlier, you know, we might need to holler after this.
We got something in the works. Fans, y'all stay tuned. Man, we got something in the works. D Block, y'all got anything else strong?
Appreciate it, man. Anytime you want to come up,
come
man.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Anytime. Let us know.
Bring your table in here if you want to.
Absolutely,
man.
I'll be making that call when y'all get to that championship for my seats.
Believe it.
Where we at this year? Where we at?
It's down there.
It's down there.
So we're
a couple hours away then.
We're right down the corner.
Yeah, we're right down the street. Oh, yeah, they really going to be mad.
Yeah, they're right around the corner.
Yeah, sure.
But, hey, Falcon fans, you know, we got like to welcome Drum to D Block, man. Appreciate you coming out.
Salute.
Showing the fans, man.
Quality music.
Good music, man. Good dude, man. You know what I mean? But, hey, welcome to the block. Appreciate you, bro. Yes, sir.
Love.
We got that gear coming, too, Falcon fans. Y'all stay tuned, man. We got these D Block hats. We got T-shirts. We got it all coming real soon. Y'all stay tuned.
Let's go, Spoon Woo!